Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Special guest following last night's grand final of Dancing with the Stars, Gab.
This season has just been epic. I've been glued to my TV screen. I am a massive fan. And last night in the grand finale, Samuel Johnson took out the Mirrorball trophy. We have him on with us right now. How are you, Sam?
Gabby and Gabby, how are you? I'm a bit dusty, but I'm all good.
We thought you might have been.
Was it a big night?
No, well, I've got so many commitments today. I could only have a couple of drinks, but the fatigue's starting to set in. I definitely got out of the after party pretty early. It was starting to get messy.
That is very, I guess, mature of you, Sam. Is that something you would have done before the competition, or is that...
You know what, things have changed somewhat, yeah. That's for sure. I was way dustier after the gold logie, put it that way.
Speaking of that, though, you have spoken a fair bit about how dancing has helped you with your mental health. Tell us more about that.
It helps you to move your body in any way. You know, any kind of exercise is good for the mind and good for the soul, but I found dancing to be really effective. It really changed kind of pretty much every part of me. I feel strong and fit, which I never felt before, and I'm living healthily, and I've got less hornets kind of buzzing around in my head than ever, and so I'm kind of a bit of a convert. This dancing caper is very, very good for the soul.
Now, I've never done much dancing myself, but I've heard it helps you, like you said, of course, the mental aspect, how much it's helped you personally. The physical aspect, have you trimmed up? Does it help out in that front a fair bit?
I don't even recognise myself in the mirror, and don't even get me started on how much I've changed in the bedroom, because I don't want to go there. It's inappropriate.
You brought it up. I said nothing about a bedroom.
I was a man and now I'm a maniac. I don't know what's happened.
It's funny you should say like how fit you feel, though, because you're the guy who rode around Australia on a unicycle. Like, you would have had to have been a bit fit going into this.
I'm always up for a physical challenge. I spent 364 days on half a bike, and I thought these guys couldn't hurt me. I was wrong. This kind of 3.5-4 months of dancing has been far more challenging. The unicycle, you've just got to kind of sit up straight and pedal hard and not fall off. Dancing's a lot more complicated and a lot more intense and rigorous.
Yeah. So dancing's harder than riding a unicycle for a year.
So much harder, mate. It challenged me on so many more levels than that. I kind of belong on a unicycle out there going around at 11k an hour. I don't know. It suits me. This dancing caper, there's just so many things you have to remember. And it's a complicated thing to try and get a handle on. And I've enjoyed trying something that I'm not naturally good at and kind of challenging myself to go to unusual places, because that's where the rewards lie.
Oh, well, so many rewards, because you improved unbelievably over the course of the season. But both unicycling and dancing were for the same reason, to raise money for Love Your Sister, the campaign where you want to kick cancer in the pie hole, as you say it. So that's $50,000 towards that. That's pretty phenomenal.
It takes us over 9.3 million raised since my sister got sick. I promised my sister on her deathbed that I'd raise $10 million on her behalf, and I keep that promise. She can't see me keep that promise physically, but I'm determined to keep it regardless. Yeah. And this gets me closer. I'm getting so close. If anyone listening hates cancer and wants to help out, they can visit Love Your Sister on their nearest device.
So good. I did want to ask, though, because a couple of weeks ago you said, don't vote for me because it's better if you just donate that money straight to the foundation instead. So were you expecting that you weren't going to win?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was terrified we'd raise nothing off it and that Courtney was going to take it. Courtney Act was going to take it. I just desperately want to raise funds at all times, and I'm dancing my heart out, and I want it to people to donate regardless of whether I won or not. And so I created a little 55-cent donate button so people could choose whether to vote or donate.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, everyone voted and donated by the look of it, because
50,
now 50 grand is in that amazing cause. And congratulations. What are you doing with the disco ball trophy now? Is it a doorstop? Is it on your mantelpiece?
At the moment, I'm carrying it with me everywhere I go. I figure if ever there was a day to show it off, it's today.
I love it. love it. If you see Sam out with the trophy, give him a high five.
Yeah, I'm up for some selfies today.
Oh, mate, you're amazing and incredible effort, and you've inspired me to dance, if anything.
Oh, JB.
I urge you, as Grant Tenya urged me, to do it and try it. I tell you, there's richnesses there.
Oh, mate,
all
love
right, he's
your
coming
work.
To my dance lesson tonight. It's happening.
See you, Groovers.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.